We're going to head out to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you.
Thank you for your time and congratulations on the road victory at Coastal Carolina. When getting back to the office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Eagles.
Well, it was a slow start. We kicked off and they drove the field and scored, and we followed that up with a three and out, and then a punt that their returner brought back 30 yards. Second quarter, we had a minus 10 point swing with an attempt to score, fumbled the football into the end zone, gave them the ball, and they scored a field goal on that. So down 13-7 at half, challenged the guys to be better in the second half, and we were. We played much better, had a great third quarter, and responded to a slow start, and thankful that we came out on top, and a lot of good things, and a lot of issues that we've got to deal with and get better.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Chris, you talked about that transition at halftime, the late second quarter turnover that could have really, turned the game to go the wrong way. But in the third quarter, you responded and I think, again, outscored Coastal Carolina 16-0 and really took control of the game in that third quarter.
Yeah, we did. We did. We took the ball in the second half and went down the field, drove it and scored. And then first play defensively, one of our defensive linemen picked the ball off. I think we got a field goal after that. Defense held them to another three and out, and then they had an errant punt, gave us a short field, and went down and scored a touchdown. So it was a huge third quarter for us, and we needed it. Seemingly, we're just a little flat too in that first half. Partially with the slow start, and I think too it wasn't hot, but some humidity in the air, and just kind of a dead air day, and don't expect that on the first day of the season.
Let's go to our first question for Coach Creighton.
We have a question from Casey Campbell. Your line's open.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, man. Well, first off, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
And what did you see from your team out of that win?
Well, I'm always looking at the intangibles and the character and all that first. I just believe in that. And I want to look at our senior leadership. And, again, I think the big takeaway is that it was a slow start for us. So, 8 months of buildup and all the excitement, and they drive the field and score. We go three and out and have to punt. We feel pretty good about our punt team. They had a 30-yard return. So, where does that leave you? And then we turn the ball over. And we're down 13-7 at halftime. And so, again, my big takeaway is that I've got a team that can respond. We came out and played much better in the third quarter. Had some energy and some passion and executed much better. So, that was a big takeaway. We started nine new starters on defense, and so every game we're going to get better. But a lot of new people out there, and then offensively felt as though we protected Mike pretty well. And he did a good job managing the game and was very efficient in our passing game.
If I could follow up, how did you like Mike's overall performance in his first game? I know he started a little bit last year, but how did you like his first game back in the first game of the season?
Yeah, no, he played really well. He really did. He was, again, very, very efficient. And we put a lot on him, and he was not perfect. But I thought I had a really good first outing.
All right. Good luck, Chris, this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of David Kuriki. Your line's open.
Hey, Chris, can you talk about going up against Kentucky's front seven? Obviously, a kid from Catholic Central, DeAndre, Castech, DeAndre Square, played really well against Toledo, and what you guys have to do to be successful against them.
Yeah, I mean they're really good. You know, I mean they're really good. I was saying earlier, just whatever you imagine an SEC, you know, football team, defensive front, entire defense for them to look like. That's what they look like. I mean they're huge and long and they run well. So here, the thing is the 53 and the 30 yards. Sometimes that seems like there's some space. And against Kentucky, there just seems to be very, very little space. And, you know, space is something that you want to operate with when trying to attack a defense. And so very well coached. You know, they've had to fill in for some folks on their defense as we have. And they're pretty darn good.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Joe Pisanici. Your line's open.
Hi, Coach. I'm calling. I got two questions for you. So Kentucky spent most of the season in the top 25 polls last year, and they just beat Toledo by two touchdowns, as we both know. So what's your outlook for this week, and what's the team strategy going to be going to stop the offense?
Yeah, so we're just continuing to dig into, you know, the Toledo game yesterday and today, and we think Toledo's a really good football team, and played well. Obviously, you know, ended up coming up short against Kentucky, and we're putting our plan together. I'd rather not share how we're trying to attack them. We need any and every advantage that we can get. But I know in a game like this that the only way that we can give ourselves a chance is if we take care of the ball and take the ball away. If we do really well in the special teams, play smart, tough, disciplined football. And, you know, that gives us a chance. We took the ball away four times this last week and had one costly turnover. And so in some ways it's a really good start, but we got to be perfect in that way. And I think that our special teams units can really be a positive and an advantage for us this season. But we weren't as sharp as we're going to need to be in week one. So they're very talented, very good, and we've got our work cut out for us.
Thank you, Coach. And then yep. I had one more. Dylan Drummond had two touchdowns last week out of the slot, and he caught the first pass of the season from Mike Glass. So what kind of role do you think he's going to have in the offense this season? Do you think that's foreshadowing for the rest of the year? He's going to have a strong year, or what do you think?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. I mean, first game of his career was our home game against Monmouth last year, and had a huge third down catch and had a touchdown catch in his very first game. And you know, he's been here for a little over a year now, and is already has some experience. We think he's super talented and really smart player, great human being, and so we're expecting big things from him this year.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
And, Chris, one last final question. Just your comment on the play of Mike Glass. Obviously, 20-22 passing for three touchdowns. His efficiency and leading the offense.
Yeah, he was very efficient. We put a lot on him, and he can handle that. I thought he really played well. You know, I look at the halftime stats as we're gathering our thoughts, and he was 11 for 11. We only had three possessions in the first half and not very many plays. But you know, he was off to a good start and played well in the second half. So protected him pretty well for the most part and had zero drops. And so, you know, all of those things worked together.
Well, Chris, congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for Kentucky. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, Ken. Hey, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Chris, and again for Eastern Michigan. Coming off the 30-23 win at Coastal Carolina in that contest, again, Mike Glass 20-22 passing for three touchdowns and accounted for four Eagles touchdowns. For Eastern Michigan, they will be at Kentucky. Again, this coming Saturday, September 7th, that game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on the SEC Network. We're gonna-